scripting is really very good, very, very good. And that's why we're having this schematic. So the input list here is 52. Three talkback. And from now henceforth, let's be using talkback system to communicate with musicians. If you want someone to talk to somebody, you can just talk to them. I don't like the way the snare drum is shifted from the mic. Please, can you tell the drummer to adjust? Because you can't be moving from front of house to stage, from stage to where they... No. So that is what technology has offered us in this dispensation, 2023. Talkback has been in existence for over 30, 40, 50 years. But you know, the technology is coming gradually here. So there are a lot of technology too that is also part of what they do in the multi-track. So basically, this is the stage. I design everything from A to Z. Like I said, I don't really replicate template and design. They are unique, right? And this is what they have. So this sub is not going to be here, right? I'm removing it. Under this staircase, there are subwoofers. So we have one subwoofer, which I feel might not be enough. That's why we are doing delay. So these are the basic musicians. We have only 6 BGVs. So the person playing, Pastor David Kenno, that's him here. Right, so he will be at the center stage, and then there must be a mic stand that is big enough. The holder is big enough to hold That's why we're having this briefing, so that you be able to understand what we want to do. Now, there are side views. I know the advantage of side view, of course, for some of us that were at Gospel Pillars Crusade, you understand the side view was really very, very important. It's like folding back front of house. Let them have that experience, but on stage. So it's a mix. And it's also subject to the lead vocal requirement. But basically, all the effect you can think of should be here. So the fact that we put side feed does not mean we are going to pump the volume too much. No, just mild. But anywhere you are feeling it. This is how the stage is going to be like. So there are 4 speakers already, but they are hidden. They are under the staircase. So can you see now very well that I just tried to replicate what we saw that the sub was under the staircase like this. There's going to be front view as well. So in all, we are taking 6 modules of linearity. 2, 2, and then we have this front view.
Sorry, this. This FOH left and FOH right.
Yes.
That you are giving you.
There at the event, this was on stage. These 2 flying,
yes,
they were on stage.
Yes,
they also have another one.
So that another one is what?
Okay. Okay, so we're not using the one on stage at all.
No, we're using this front of house.
No, there is a flying speaker like this on the stage too.
Okay, no.
That's what.
So the side view is already covering. Is already taken out from that.
Okay. Yes. Okay, sir.
Yes.
Alright, so where are we? So all the patch input lists are already there, on the output list. Everything there is going to be left and right, left and right, left and right. Except the main subwoofer and the subwoofer on stage. Both delay stack is going to be left and right. Pastor David will be using IEM monitor. So that's why we have it. Otedola too is going to use an IEM monitor. So all of them are already accounted for on our buses. So these are delay.
Right. I know.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, sir.
So, that's what we have. Of course, like I say, start input count AES 50 is 48. But I'm still going to use some analog input. On the console. If there's any need for extension, we'll say plan. I'm even thinking we should get... No, this is fine. So this is fine. So we are also using 2 system. They might tell us, no, don't use our system. So that's a plan B there.
Midas.
So in the plan B, I will still come up with an input where we are going to summarize channels that goes in, 48 against 32. That means there are 16 input that we have to let go, take out from here. And so when we get to that part of a spreadsheet, we should be able to Yes. For the guitar, we are both using DI out and Fender.